Let it rain, let it snow. Here we go, start the show. Break this lot, take a bite. Make it right, spaghetti. Oh, no, no, no. Wait till lunch, crunch, crunch, crunch. My cereal bunch. Adamo, Adamo. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Break this show. It's Rain Man. Hey, welcome to the Adam O podcast, motherfuckers. All right, that's just a joke. This was a kid's show for all you followers who listen to the show. My headset's way too loud. Don't give that away. Just like don't tell your audience how you booked your guest. See, Howard Stern will never give that away. But see, I like the podcast for that reason. You could tell your audience how you got cool guests. Big time names such as Brody Stevens.
Positive energy.
Shit, that was pretty shitty. Meditations kicking in my mind. Suit's falling apart. I'm falling apart like a cheap suit. Fuck. This is going good. Time's not even clicking on the clock. Everybody say hello to my sidekick of tonight's program, Jeremy Hansen.
Hey, what's up, Adamo?
Oh, I'm good, Jeremy. He's my puppet at the window, like a real kid show, when the kid talks to the puppet.
Right.
Just joking. That's Jeremy, actually. This is his studio, and I just called Jeremy a puppet. I didn't mean that, Jeremy.
That's all right, Adamo.
All right. Anyways, tonight we have a special program, a very, very, very special program. We have one of the best, hottest young directors in the game today in Hollywood. His name is Benjamin Berman, a.k.a. Ben Berman. He's here at the Adamo podcast. Boys and girls, give a warm welcome to Ben Berman.
Thank you so much, guys. It's a pleasure to be here. I just got to thank you so much. It's a rock and roll podcast room.
Yeah, so Ben, it's kind of cool that you're on the show. I mean, you direct some of the coolest shows of my generation.
That is not true at all.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not going to use the cough button when I
have there to is a cough room. Button, kids, if you're listening to this.
Hi, kids. I appreciate you being so nice to me and having me on. I think I'm good.
Wait a second. You're not to people being nice to you?
I am certainly not. I'm certainly not.
Interesting. In this town, everybody's nice.
Yeah.
See, boys and girls, we're breaking down the fourth wall. We're going to get behind the scenes on a real TV show, not the Adamo podcast, but shows such as Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Come on, I'm sure you heard of that. Milk a cow and give it shoes. Fuck yeah. Ben Berman's here. So, Ben, what shows are you working on today?
That's not a line from Tim and Eric Awesome Show, right?
No, it's not. That's my catchphrase.
Milk a cow and give it
that's
shoes.
That's never really worked.
Okay.
But it's going to work tonight because you're here.
Thanks.
Positive energy.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Brody, guys. He's not here yet, and I think I've been had.
Well, that's a surprise, but now we gave it away. Brody Stevens is going to be joining us shortly.
I mean, he's here, and he's just in the bathroom. He'll be back.
He's in the bathroom in traffic.
So, you know, I've got a couple questions that I would just like to fire off.
I love it how you like chose your director's voice today.
Well, is it different than what I was before? I got to loosen up.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, every time I run into you, yes, I'm a little nervous.
We had coffee once.
Yeah, we did. And perhaps it's the fact that director, you know, starving artist does a kid's show. It's a little overwhelming to be around your presence. Because I'm not a, yeah, you, Ben Berman.
But you just described yourself.
Okay. So anyways, moving right along.
Yes.
So tell us, did you go to film school?
I did go to film school. I went to Temple University in Philadelphia.
Right on.
Temple Owls.
So where are you from?
I'm from Allentown, Pennsylvania, which is an hour north of Philadelphia. And our engineer went to... it was a perfect segue, right? He's got a Yakko's shirt on for anyone who's
right. Yakko's hot dogs.
Yeah, I'm a vegetarian, have been for years, and we'll get into that later. It's going to be a very good conversation. But yeah, I grew up in Allentown, a poor Jewish
man. Now we're living here in Allentown. My microphone's too loud. Hey, Jeremy, so tell us about Allentown. Do you guys know each other?
Oh, yeah. We just missed each other on the street when we lived there.
Is that what improv is about? I've heard a lot about improv, but I've never done it myself. It's, do you never say no just so you can keep it going? Do you always have to say yes, even if it's not true?
Well, I'm not sure, because you're talking to a guy who does a kid's show, and in that aspect, that's a good question, Ben. I can't answer
whoever
that right
calls
now.
In, whoever calls in, if
whoever calls in
listening,
could tell, ask explain, about that question.
Please yeah. explain what improv is, because I'm not quite getting it. Well, I think he did it. I think he did it.
And if you want to call in, it's 1-800-893-9562. Call in.
Please. Yes, please call in. Now we're going to get serious for a second. So, Ben.
Yes. there was no joke. I was very serious. Skid Row Studios, skidrowstudios.com.
Two Jews just sweating away on the microphone, looking at each other.
Close to passing.
Are you Jewish?
You know what? I get that question, and I despise it every time I get it, because everyone knows the answer to that.
So you like being Jewish?
Do I like? Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like it. But just people know. The moment that someone sees me, they mentally say in their mind that I'm Jewish. They're like, I'm talking to a Jewish person. I guess in a couple minutes I'll ask him if he's Jewish, but I already know the answer.
Nice. Now, you must get a lot of work from being
because
Jewish.
You know what? I'm going to speak very sincerely about that. I think it doesn't hurt, right, guys? Right, guys? I don't think it hurts. I think all the weirdo executives. I don't think anyone at IFC is Jewish. I don't know.
Now, do you consider yourself a young Stevie?
Young Stevie?
Steven Spielberg.
Oh, thank you. No, I don't. I have the beard, and I'm Jewish, and Jaws was great.
Now, what does the beard mean to you?
Well, are we talking about, industry-related things, or just what,
I mean, ever since I've known you, you've had a beard.
Yeah, as long as I've been in, well, no, that's not true. When I first moved to LA about, a year or so after I shaved, and that's a bad scene. I'm hiding too much. I appreciate a beard. I was actually just talking about this not long ago about how I feel comfortable. It's mine. I own this beard.
Yeah.
I wouldn't feel like myself without it.
Nice.
I touch it and I think, you can hear in there. There's a lot of weird shit in there though. But.
Guys, if you're listening to the show, we have Ben Berman, famous director here in town, directs some of the hit shows. I just became a jazz operator. Call in at 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562 if you want to speak to Ben Berman.
Thanks, guys.
So,
all right, I'll see
Ben, let's talk for a second about your career. It's pretty extraordinary. I mean, like I said,
It's really actually not.
Are you an angry person?
No, I'm just a realistic person, but I appreciate it.
Are you kidding me? Look at the IMDb credits of you. I mean, you've directed some episodes of Eagle Rock, all right, on Adult Swim. John Benjamin has a van.
Eagle Heart,
all right. John Benjamin has a van.
Okay, so here, as you go along, I'll say a couple things. So, okay, Eagle Heart, Eric Appel directed that too. So keep on going.
Okay, John Benjamin has a van.
He didn't do any episodes of that. None.
Huh.
Okay, keep on going.
You didn't direct any episodes.
No, I did. But Eric Appel, I'm just comparing myself to Eric Appel.
Why are you comparing yourself to Eric?
Do you know that? Do you know him? He's just a guy that I compare my career with.
You don't compare yourself to big legendary directors?
Not in this tiny weird comedy scene that I'm struggling to get into and be a part of. And thank you so much. What else?
So we talked about being Jewish.
Well, now you're going way back to that?
But, I mean, you look worried. I mean, I don't get...
No, I'm not worried. No, I want to go through every project I've worked on and compare myself.
But you seem like you have
Eric
a lot of fears,
Appel.
Though.
Yeah.
Fears of what?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not going to let you get me down, man.
Okay, moving right along on Ben Berman's directing career. Yep. Tim and Eric's awesome show. Great job.
He did none
Crimbus
of that.
Crimbus special.
That's right. That didn't turn out so good.
Oh, my gosh.
I know
you are
I'm being too negative. Okay, I'll stop being negative. But Yeah, Crimbus. It's good. It's good. It was a learning experience for everyone. For everyone.
Okay. Okay. My imaginary friend, Fabio.
Fabio. My imaginary friend is Fabio. With John Daly, who you know John Daly, right?
I do, yes.
He's a very funny guy.
Okay. And what about Finger Babies?
Finger Babies. That was another little Funny or Die video. Little web thing. That was fun. I'm proud of that one.
Okay. I thought you directed most of the Tim and Eric series of the show.
No. See, you want John Kreisel on your show. He would never do this show, so yeah, that's why you got me. But no, I edited it. I don't know if you want to touch that, but I'm not afraid. I worked on all of Tim and Eric Awesome Show, but I just directed some segments. Ooh, Sarah's texting me. Joking or sad? Yikes. Oh, come on.
You're getting a text.
Yeah, about the show.
Who's texting you?
You don't want to know.
The girlfriend?
Yeah, she was. Well, you know, I don't know. She's hiding me from her family.
You must get a lot of women in this town.
Nice segue, man.
Being a director and working with the wonderful Tim and Eric.
Yes.
Come on, man. I mean, I'm not going to say the words.
Just like if I was to say the word ching chong or ding dong to you, what does that mean?
It means nothing.
Yeah, well.
True.
You know.
So you have a girlfriend.
Well, you know what? She's listening, I think. But she's not. It's a very funny situation because we got together, then we broke up, then we got back together, then we broke up. Come on.
I love it how we're all over the map on this podcast.
Appreciate I know. Yeah, we're
now.
We're,
tell us why.
Now
why
back to
would,
the IMDb.
Why? Wait. No.
No. Let's finish this. Let's finish this.
Okay. Sure.
Rain.
Okay. So why did you break up with your girlfriend?
Well, which time?
The first time.
I don't know. It was tough.
Did you meet her on set?
No. We met in the best way. We met in the best way possible.
Sounds great.
It really is, I think. And I'm being very sincere about this. We met, I live near a yogurt shop, Cantaloupe. this is real. And one weekend, one Saturday or Sunday afternoon, I was walking home from somewhere. And I stopped into this yogurt shop, and there was the only other customer was this very cute girl. And I was like, for some reason, feeling good and feeling ballsy. And I started taking some samples, and she was dancing around and taking samples. And then I talked to her about pistachio, the pistachio flavor that I haven't had, that I didn't have. And we talked about that for a while, and we started talking, and then it was really cool. And then I just walked away. I totally walked away.
And like what happened? Baby. Facebook?
And then not Facebook. No. So I walked away just feeling like, what the fuck's wrong with me?
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you? Walking away.
Walk up the hill and I eat my yogurt and forget about it. And then like 2 weeks later, I'm at a friend's rap party for a short film that he did. And
when he says a short film, it's probably probably a huge feature film.
No, it is really good. I haven't seen it, but John Mugar, who we'll talk about
later.
There
you go. Okay.
He says it's very good.
This is getting good.
I know. Anyway, so 2 weeks later, we're at this party, and I'm hanging out with my friends, and basically this girl comes up to me, and she's like, you look familiar.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you at all. I had on my red sweatshirt both times because
I see you in that red sweatshirt.
Well,
every time I see you, you have a red sweatshirt on.
I can't find it.
I was wondering if that's like a Michael Cera thing.
I'm like doing a Michael Cera thing.
I'm serious. I had that.
I know.
And tonight you're wearing a shirt with a big giant eagle on it.
It's an owl. And this, I've had this for longer than the red, and I can't find the red.
All right. So go on. So what's her name?
Sarah.
You don't mind.
Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
She didn't text.
All right. Well.
Anyway, yeah.
So is Sarah a model?
No, but she could be. No,
she could be.
No, she's a musician and she's very good. She's got a band with her family and it's very good.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Family band. Okay. I do a lot with my family. Family, musical family.
Well, yeah, but she's got two older brothers that play with her.
It's interesting talking to you. I mean, you get a little more nervous when you talk about your woman. But then when we talk about, say, the shows you've been on, you have no fear in saying what you really feel about your job, whether it's directing. It's kind of like, yeah, that wasn't too good. I'm just curious, like, why you're very honest when we talk about your woman.
I'm honest. I'm honest about it all. I would never say
it's like the real Ben Berman I'm speaking to when you talk about somebody that means a lot to you.
Yeah, my work means more to me.
Your work means more to you than your girlfriend.
She's not my girlfriend. She's figuring it out.
Trying to be your wife.
She's figuring it out.
Okay, fair enough.
We're all figuring it out.
Is she a Jewish girl?
She's from Jewish descent or something like that.
Like something like that.
No, I think her dad was raised Jewish.
Her dad was raised Jewish.
Yeah, but her mom was Italian, maybe Catholic, I think.
Got it. So your parents are probably happy.
My dad's always very happy.
Even if you date a China.
My dad's the best.
Girl.
He's good. He would.
It doesn't matter.
I think he would prefer if I dated a black woman.
A black woman? Woman? Okay.
I know he likes black women.
Nice. Okay, so boys and girls, if you're listening once again, director Ben Berman is sharing with us all about his personal love life. All right, so Ben, do you consider your work to mold a generation?
Do I consider my work to mold a generation? I would love it. I've never thought that before. Hmm. I've never thought about that before.
Now, how did you get in with the Tim and Eric guys? I mean, they really inspire every single comedian in the last, I don't know, let's say 7 years.
They're polarizing.
It doesn't get better.
Maybe they inspire, sometimes I think they might inspire people to do the opposite of what they do or something. But I'm a huge fan. I've been, even before they, you know, moved out to LA. I knew of them in Philadelphia. They graduated from Temple University like 7 years before I did. And when I was like a senior, I got to know of their work. They were just in Philly, like releasing DVDs and making short little web videos and stuff. And I was just a fan, easy, quick fan. And I was actually doing my senior project at Temple, my senior film. And I asked Eric Wareheim to be in it and play a rabbi in one or two scenes. And he couldn't do it, or said, you know, he didn't, I don't know, he couldn't do it. And then, you know, a couple years later, they hooked up with Bob Odenkirk and came out to L.A. and started doing Tom Goes to the Mayor. And I just kept in touch with Eric, emailing him every once in a while. Hmm. And just one time I explained, I guess it was like 2005, I wrote him and I was like, I'm going to be coming out to L.A. this summer. And if you need any help.
Just like that.
Just like that.
The way you move your fingers. Just like, oh, just I'm going to be coming out to L.A. No big deal. I'm going to end up directing.
I basically lied and said, wow, I'm going to be visiting L.A. for a week. I didn't have any plans to. I just saw if anything could happen. I was just like, oh, intern for free, whatever you need. I didn't even know the word intern, really. No, I guess I probably did. And then later that day, this is pretty cool. This is a little fun fact about Ben, and this will inspire a generation. Later that day, he wrote me back and was like, he basically asked if I wanted to come out to LA and work on Tom Goes to the Mayor, like a full-time thing. He like told me the amount of money that it was. And at that time, I was like, holy shit, I get that a week. And it's like a joke now.
Now, how much money was that?
Well, we don't have to say, right?
All right, fair enough. Sure. I mean, you must be rich.
I am certainly not rich. I'm actually just receiving some checks now that's making everything, you know, flow. But up until a couple weeks ago, I was bad. I was
really,
I'm in bad shape.
So when you work on a hit TV show, it doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna, you know,
what's been a hit? What's been a hit so far?
Tim and Eric.
Yeah, but no, that's a joke financially.
You're kidding me.
Well, for me, I was an editor, you know, whatever.
I mean, but that's a major network, Adult Swim.
I don't
know the behind the scenes about these networks. That's why I'm asking you. This
well,
is fascinating.
Adult Swim
for me.
Is
I do shows at Dolphins and Little Giggles. Come on, Ben,
Dolphins,
help me out.
What's Dolphins and Little Giggles?
Comedy clubs in the Southland.
That's cool. You know Scott Bowser, by the way?
I do know Scott Bowser. Yeah.
I heard he was just he just got engaged, which is exciting and frightening.
Scott Bowser, a really, really great pal of mine. I haven't spoken to him for a while.
I like him a lot.
He's super funny, super honest, little bipolar. But a genius when he wants to be.
Yeah. He's got a dirty mind.
Yeah, I mean, one minute, you know, he might flip out, and the next minute he might say something that just catches your attention in the back of a comedy club. You're just like, wow, genius.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's move on from Scott Bowser and focus this show just on you. Ben Berman, everybody.
Thanks,
Ben
guys.
Berman.
Thanks, guys.
So, Ben, do you give lectures at USC Film School?
You know what? I have a couple times, actually. It went pretty well. And yes, and, you know?
Nice. Nice. And how
See,
many?
I was right then and there, I was like, am I going to go for it? Or am I going to just say no? And then the conversation ends. I improvised, and it was a yes, and I succeeded.
So you really have gay lectures. That's not a joke.
No, that's a joke.
Oh,
it was an improv joke.
It's an improv joke. Ah, come on. This is not about improv. This is me getting to know you.
I have not. Who has?
Spielberg.
Yeah, but I'm...
You're a young Stevie.
I'm a young staff.
Jeremy, what's your favorite show that Ben has worked on?
Well, you know I'm a big fan of Tim and Eric. I know that keeps coming up, and he says he was only an editor, but
you're right. You're right.
That's a great show, and you know we've had a bunch of the kind of characters from Tim and Eric here in the studio. We've had David Liebehart here.
Oh boy,
a bunch of times. James Quall, and of course Adam. You brought in Kazoo, and so yeah.
Yep, Kazoo.
Yep. He's by the way, Kaz has a Kickstarter that you guys should check out. They do a lot of slow-mo shots on people's faces that you can give them money.
He's trying to do a film actually right now.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So go log on to Kaz's Kickstarter at kickstarter.com/Kaz.
You're a very generous man, Ben. I must say, all the shout-outs you're giving
to Kaz and Sarah Rain.
I mean, you're kind of it's kind of like you're a famous director walking in here. I have you on my show, and it's kind of like you're helping the poor with, like, you know, Kaz and Scott Bowser. I mean, it's wonderful. I appreciate this. You're like the Robin Hood, the Prince of the Atomo podcast, saving the day. I mean, Jeremy, would you agree?
I agree. And by the way, we have a phone call, Adam.
Hey, Daddy, this is Atomo. How may I direct your call?
Hello, Rich. How are you? You got a good show, Rich. I like your show very much. I think it's very nice.
Rich?
Kind of a good show. Your guest, like last week, Berman Man. I like that. I like that very much. I want to hear all about Berman Man.
Do your Borat, man.
I'd like to someday maybe go there.
Now, who's calling?
This is Bougie Faba.
Do your Borat.
Yeah, let's hear your Borat impression.
Sometimes I put you on. I go to my car and, you know, try to turn the channel. Good show.
I go to my car and try to turn the channel?
I try to turn it on.
Oh, you should try to turn it off.
Sometimes I get turned off, but other times I get inspired to listen to this Rich. Is it Rich? Rich Adamo?
All right. Well, thank you very much, young man.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure.
I just want to say you have a good show.
Thanks for calling.
Keep it up. Goodbye.
Call back with a
goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Was that guy doing a Borat?
I'm not sure what that guy was doing, but I think people just take this as a joke. I mean, I'm trying to get down into the mind of Benjamin Berman.
Well, don't get too far down, because
I don't think it's going to happen.
Then I'll take these prank phone calls as an insult.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. So, Ben, what is your responsibility as an artist? I mean...
Zero. to myself?
I mean, you don't pretend to be somebody else.
To do the best I can.
Like Hitchcock when you direct. I mean, you're all Ben Berman when you direct.
Yeah, which... Yeah, they're probably too much. Too much comes out.
Are you a nice director on set?
You know what? I want to think so. But sometimes I get angry. I get angry that it's not moving as fast as it should, and that just things are lost in translation, because I, at times, am not a very articulate man. So it gets frustrating. But, you know, with all the bad, I don't want to do anything else. I don't know how to do anything else. Mm. I'm here, and I'm happy to be here.
I mean, that sounds like a Kickstarter pledge to me. I mean,
yeah, just like shoot my face in slow-mo and put me on Kickstarter, you know? It's easy.
All right, so let's talk about your relationships on the sets that you work on. I mean, let's talk about Eric of Tim and Eric, Eric Wareham.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good friend of yours.
He's a good friend.
And then when you're directing him, do you have to be very polite around Tim and Eric?
I've never, other than Crimbus, and at that point I was really more of a technical director.
Sure, but I mean, if something's like in a hurry, you have to get, you know, you're down on time. Producers are like, come on. You never get frustrated and are like, but you can't yell at the bosses, right?
No, you can't yell at your bosses. That's for sure.
I was always wondering that. I mean.
No, yeah. Okay. That's always.
Now, Tim Heidecker, I mean, those guys are great. I mean, how is your relationship on set? Not a personal relationship.
It's great. You know, I think you just have fun. And you just basically you try to help someone out as best as you can. If it's their project, you just say, here's a couple of my ideas, and this is the way I think it might be able to come together best. And you say, you know, we want to do it this way. And they say either yes or no. And then you try to do it.
So you guys never got into a fight on set?
With Tim or Eric? A fight on set? I don't think so. If
disagreed on something.
No, it's a moot issue. I think you just have to, with like someone who's the writer, executive producer of anything, you just, again, you bring forward some ideas, a way of doing something, and then if there's no fight allowed. If they say no, I was thinking of it like this, or no, it's maybe it's more like this. You're like, okay, cool. I'll do my best to make that happen like that.
Very cool. Okay, fair enough. Will Ferrell, what's your relationship with him?
We like talk like every other week. No, it's not much. It's certainly not much of one. But whatever the couple times that I've seen him, he's I don't even need to say he's fucking amazing. He's a super, super, super funny guy. Super, super, super nice guy. I was just pleased that the second time he saw me, he looked like he remembered who I was. So that's nice. Sometimes, I gotta say this, sometimes I shake hands and I hang out with celebs, funny celebs that I respect. And it's a mitzvah, guys.
It's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah.
Woohoo! John C. Reilly.
Yeah, I'm not going to hide this. I'm, you know, me and him don't get along. Me and him don't get along.
Because you worked on the James Brohl show, right?
James Brohl? James Brohl.
You're referring to Steve Brohl, I believe.
Yeah, Eagle Rock. So I've been messing up all night on the names. Apologize, Ben.
I think I should have improv with you on that. Steve Brohl. Steve Brohl show.
Yes, the Steve Brohl show.
Yeah, in the first season of that show, I was I worked on set. I was a camera guy and I think a DP, maybe, I think I was called, and an editor, and that was fun. It was great. I don't know. He's a nice guy, but we've definitely, I guess, butted heads. He made fun of me on the Tim and Eric $1 billion movie set, and I let him know that I was not comfortable with that. And then eventually he apologized to me on the second season of Brule at lunch, the one day that I was on as a camera guy. And I wasn't going to let him just get away that easy, guys.
John C. Reilly.
But he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
Terrific actor.
Yeah. Well, like, who listens to this, you know? No, he is good. He's good. He's good. Of course he's good. I do really like the movie Cyrus, even though it was directed by the Duplass brothers, right? Who I don't know if I totally respect.
All right. So you have a list of people that are blacklisted on the Ben Berman's Hollywood Report. You do not want to work.
So many. No, I would, you know, mentally, but not on the radio.
Got it. Fair enough.
No, I love everyone, man. I love everyone. Seriously.
Good internet right here. I dig this.
Oh, this is internet, not radio.
Radio, internet, you know, it just sounds a new way to say it. Radio, I guess.
Yeah. Let's get a prank call in here.
Yeah.
Can you get a prank call?
No, where's Mr. Stevens? Seems like traffic must be outrageous.
Oh, come on. We're not that desperate that we need Brody Stevens in here. By the way, I'm a huge fan of Brody Stevens. He's a hilarious man, and not like I need to tell anyone hear about that or any of your viewers, because apparently he's already been on the show, but it's fucking funny, and I'll go on some more about that. And he's got an HBO show that I saw the pilot of and it was very funny, and he's friends with Zach Galifianakis, and you know, think about that. He's been in The Hangover and The Hangover 2 DVDs.
What else do you got for me?
I have a question.
I'm sorry to hit that table. Rang out.
That's quite all right.
Yeah.
So coming from, you know, Allentown, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. kind of a smallish city, when you first came to Los Angeles, did you feel like this is the big leagues now, you know, this is where it all happens? And did you feel the need to have to prove yourself once you came to Los Angeles, especially, you know, kind of hopping onto a show like Tom Goes to the Mayor? Did you feel, you know, you had to show your peers who are already landing this great gig that you had to, you know, prove your talent?
You always do, right? In anything that you do, you think that and you feel that, and then you try your best to do it. But I guess I wouldn't say the stakes were at, you know, from where I'm standing and sitting now, the stakes were pretty low. But you know, I was doing PA work and stuff. But what's great is getting in with like a bunch of people that are really supportive and just fun. And and I really lucked out because it was a very, very, very small crew. Mm. And I just jumped in and like did a lot of stuff, like shot and edited. And that's kind of exactly what I think those guys needed at that time, just like a go-to guy to get shit done. And it was super fun and super good for everyone.
Now, you just rapped on the comedy Bang Bang show on IFC?
Comedy Bang Bang talk show on IFC. Yeah,
that's going to be terrific. Yeah.
It's going to be airing in June. Yeah, we're
Reggie Watts is one of my favorites.
Reggie Watts is amazing.
Yeah,
he's like a Will Ferrell to me in a way. He's like super, super, super fucking funny and just the nicest guy ever. Mm. He's like, it's so cool when you meet someone that's just, you admire their sensibility and they're, you just think.
Now you directed
best.
Some of that show.
All of the 10 episodes.
Mazel tov. Wait a second. Ben, say that again.
Mazel tov.
You directed.
Go ahead.
What show?
Comedy Bang Bang.
What station is that going to be on?
IFC, airing in June. Do you know?
His confidence right there. And that's incredible. I mean,
is that what you're asking?
I want to see the confidence. I mean,
I'm excited
about
the show.
Who gets that opportunity? And you have the talent.
Thank
to direct
so
shows like Comedy Bang Bang
Comedy
on
Bang
IFC
Bang on IFC
with Reggie Watts.
Yeah, he's great.
Come on.
Scott Aukerman. Fantastic, yeah.
You kidding me?
So Comedy Bang Bang used to be Comedy Death Ray.
Yeah, I don't know how that whole thing went down or whatever, but yeah, they Scott Aukerman changed the name to Comedy Bang Bang and now it's, I guess, solely his, and I guess before he shared it with BJ Porter, I don't know. Yeah, he got this opportunity to visualize it, to go, you know, a new step with it or something. And the pilot we did, what, back in last June or last summer, last spring? And it was cool. Adam Scott was on the pilot. The pilot's pretty cool. I'm excited, happy about it. Very funny.
Fantastic.
Funny little things.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is cool. What do you think about Portlandia?
I
love that show.
I love it. Absolutely love it. A lot of my friends work on it. John Kreisel, who's a writer and producer of it, and director of the whole thing, whole shebang, is fantastic. And Doug Lusenhop, you know Doug?
Doug is one of my heroes in this town.
Yeah.
Just a genius.
I know.
Do I speak to him every day? No. Once a year? Yes. Do I think he's a genius? Yes. Do I want to learn from the guy? Yes. Do I want to work with that guy?
Yes.
I do want to work with Doug Lusenhop. So that is a name.
He's fantastic.
That I am absolutely excited to
get to
DJ Doug Pound for
DJ Doug
in
Pound.
The mix.
In the mix, yeah.
Yeah, and Dan Longino is also an editor on Portlandia, who's fantastic, great editor. Mike Giambra did some editing. A lot of the Absolutely guys, the Tim and Eric guys, work on that show.
Fantastic. Now, what happens? You just wait to see if you get another season, or you're going to be doing another project?
A Bang Bang?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, you know, well, right now we're editing them. I'm in almost roughly every Monday through Friday with the good editors that we have, putting it together and seeing Scott Aukerman and putting the show together and having fun. Yeah, so we do that for a while. We're delivering shows, and then in June it starts airing, and I heard early on, once it starts airing, we should know if there's another season. Mm. Hopefully.
So then how do you find out what your next gig is going to be? Do you have an agent?
I do have an agent. Yeah, so I email him a lot now and just say, yeah, what about this thing? What about what's out there? What's going on?
So then your agent gets you the jobs, or is it more like just...
I don't know how it works, to be honest.
You don't know how it works, how you got the job on Comedy,
Comedy
Bang Bang.
Yeah, everything's different. Comedy Bang Bang, well, it was produced through Absolutely Production, so that gave me a little leg up on it all. Sometimes, you know, an agent brings you some stuff, and sometimes you just do your own legwork, and hopefully both of those things pay off.
So you're at a high point right now. Doing good. When I had coffee with you, man, like a year ago,
Was I feeling bad?
You were not feeling so good.
What? Yeah, was it a year ago?
It was a year ago. And you were in your red sweatshirt.
Yeah, it was a good sweatshirt.
And you didn't seem too happy.
I'll never project. I'll project the it won't be in air. I'll project happiness when I am, maybe not even, but I think when I'm creating my own content. Nowadays, I'm just very set on, I've worked with other people and it's fantastic doing other people's projects, helping them, you know, reach the end goal and you know, what's kind of in their minds. But now I'm like, I want to do my own content. So hopefully that'll come about soon.
Nice. Yeah. You want to do your own content in TV or film?
TV and film, you know, eventually, sure. I've got a short film that I'm very excited about that I want to do. I don't know what the... Is it really? Oh, boy. 22? We're doing great.
We're doing great, Ben.
Yeah, right. Yeah, man. I really want to be doing my own stuff. I've got the short film. I don't know what the end game is other than just creating some art. I'm an artist. You're an artist. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about Atomo, the pilots and the live shows.
Ben Berman's going to interview me.
Let me know. We'll just.
I'd love this. I mean, you're the director. I want to just take order.
No.
It doesn't work like that, does it?
I don't think so.
So you want your actors to already be 100% in character and ready to go. You don't want to give them any direction.
No. Well, you want to make. I think you got to let them go for it, and you make some corrections with them along the way. And
so are you more of a technical director than you are?
I fear that. But I'm certainly trying to and have been successfully getting away from that.
So
I started very technical.
You started editing.
Editing and shooting and stuff.
For The Awesome Show. That was your first edit gig?
Yeah, it was.
You and Doug edited that.
Doug, there were a couple.
Okay. So all the crazy edits, a lot of that came from your mind.
I would say more so John Kreisel and Doug Lusenhop. I could never take that. But yeah, I've taken a lot of credit for shit that wasn't mine.
Fantastic. Nice.
But yeah, we all helped out. We all, I think, added our own little thing. That more than
so. Me. Going back to the way you direct, I mean, your style. You were saying you're afraid of being more technical. Is that? I mean, explain that.
Well, I think I came from a very technical background, and then when I started directing, I really kind of leaned on that to, you know, seem like I knew what I was doing and to work. But now I'm very excited about you know, working with actors and actually shaping a performance and you know, kind of you know,
and
seeing how a joke
and that's only
will play
comedy,
the best and,
only comedy actors. I mean, you don't want to do any drama.
No, I would love to. I kind of feel like maybe drama is it might even be slightly easier than comedy.
Well, I think it's funnier a lot of times than comedy.
Drama's funnier than comedy.
Yeah, I mean, because that's the reality of what they're trying to portray. They're not trying to play a clown or be a character. They're kind of playing these real life.
What I like is the comedy where you're not a clown. I like the comedy where you're playing it dramatic. I don't like the comedy where you go. Super big and goofy all the time. I like a...
You like it dry.
I like a dark, dry comedy.
Swedish style.
Sure. Sweet style.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of Swedish films lately and so...
Yeah, what do you got?
So dry, these films.
What do you got? May I do another?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
That milk is all yours.
Oh, guys, Brody's here. Hey, Brody. Positive energy, right? Something like that, guys?
Brody.
Hey, Brody. While. Should I do a character like they do with the improv
do
shows?
A character.
Comedy Bang Bang shows?
Yeah.
You didn't know what you were in store for. You invited me on the show.
No, this is fine. And this, see, the
and
thing
Brody
about,
didn't show.
Well, you know? He did not show, but you know what? I'm sure he'll.
You if
text
he if
me
he,
and say sorry, and that's fine.
If he gets here,
it happens
as the show is ending. You have to like take him out for a drink just to make his drive
absolutely.
Worthwhile.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll go.
No, I think this is fantastic. This is the real radio without showing them.
Any other calls? No prank calls?
No prank calls right now.
I want that poor rat boy back. Yeah. Should I do some poetry or pull up some Vimeo clips? I've got a new video on Vimeo, guys, that you should check out. It's called Sensei. Yeah, I think you guys should watch it. Vimeo. I don't even know how you search for it.
Give us like your search.
How do you spell it?
Sensei. It's S-E-N-S-E-I. Sensei. Like a sensei. Like a sensei master. Like a sensei master.
Now we could find it just on Vimeo. Ben Berman.
Well, no, it's not under Ben Berman. It's under like DVD cover.
What if we Google it? Or
Ben and Andrew. But that's
Bing it.
Bing it. Ben and Andrew are the new Tim and Eric. Gotta say it. Listen. I would love for you guys to watch my videos. We've got a
Ben
bunch
and
of
Andrew. Who's Ben and Andrew?
I'm Ben and my buddy Andrew Fitzgerald, who's an editor on Comedy Bang Bang.
So you're going to be an actor.
Oh, I've been doing some acting, guys. I'm pretty.
I saw a video of you where you're in a park and you're doing like karate moves.
That's sensei.
That was really funny and super dry. And I felt like there was another meaning in that video. Like it meant something else. Like what?
I feel like that video. I want everyone to. Of course, I want people to see it, but
I liked it a lot. It was very good.
There's a decent little progression that happened with Sensei, with the video Sensei that, again, me and my buddy do these little videos. But we fucking put our shit out there. We're very honest, and I appreciate honesty in the world and in whatever, in any form. And I think there's got to be some more honesty there. So you're pulling up Sensei? All right. Well, I talk about my ex-girlfriend. Andrew talks about his drinking. He's got a problem with drinking.
So that's real.
It's so real. Mm. It's so real. He's 30 years old, and every time he drinks, he blacks out, and he gets real bad and weird. And I hate him when he drinks. Mm. But we sometimes on the weekends we get together and we shoot each other in a park. We're the only camera operators, and we just set up a tripod behind us. And like, you know, check the frame, and then we have a lavalier on us. It's very funny. Sensei's very funny. I think my videos are really funny, guys.
I'm trying really hard to find your video for some reason.
If you go on my Facebook, did we become Facebook friends last night?
I'm not sure. We might have.
I was in bed last night. I was in bed last night, ready to go to bed on Facebook here, and you. Facebook chat me, ask me if I want to be on the show. Is that, am I revealing how the show
Please,
works?
Please, no, this is the real truth.
This is the real thing. And I'm like, I think to myself, do I want to do it? What am I doing? Am I feeling? And then I say, sure, why not? Brody Stevens, that's it, of course, yeah, I'll do it. And of course, you. And what's my point here? And then I agree to do it. And then within minutes, someone who works here befriended me. I think it was you.
Yeah, that was definitely me.
Yeah, so yeah, you're hot. I pulled the veil. Yeah.
Now, so I think I found it. Should I play this audio?
Yes, please.
All right.
You guys have great technical abilities here. If you can play that audio,
you're probably in your early 20s.
Huh?
You're in your early 20s or late 20s?
I'm in my late 20s.
Got it.
Okay. Why'd you ask that?
Let the viewers know how old you are.
29, going on 30. How old are you? There's a lot of dead time. We'll just listen. Thanks for pulling this.
Sounds dumb, I know.
It's me.
But tomorrow's a new day. Yeah.
I wish I could quiet the monster inside me.
My ex-girlfriend hides me from her family, and that doesn't make me feel good.
I turned 30 years old, and I black out every time I drink.
Tomorrow's a new day.
Tomorrow's a new day.
It's all about tomorrow.
I want to beat somebody.
I used to smoke a lot of grass when I was young, and now it just makes me sad.
I have made a lot of mistakes.
I got beat.
I think everyone should practice the martial
Vimeo.
Karate.
This is not how you want to listen or watch. This is not how you want to listen to a video.
Right.
A visual form on the radio, on the internet podcast. Well, that was very funny. Thanks, guys.
Gotta love it.
What Los Vilas lacks is a sense of community.
What Los Vilas lacks is a sense
of community. I look forward to tomorrow.
I want
to
be big.
I do think your soul can be improved through karate.
I believe karate and the martial arts are important. Perhaps it'll provide the discipline that I need to stop drinking.
I don't think it's acceptable to hug and kiss my male friends every time I see them.
Tomorrow, it's a new day.
How long did it take you to shoot this?
Probably like 4 hours.
4 hours?
Yeah. It shows.
That's cool. No, that's cool.
Yeah.
Where did you do it? Over in MacArthur Park or something?
No, it was Los Vilas, whatever park is.
It was like the one up on top of the hill, Brandeis.
Brandeis. Something with a
Brandeis
B.
University.
Something with a B. Let me ask you some stuff, man. How'd you get this radio? How'd you and Jeremy meet?
So I did the show, the Mormons podcast, the More Music podcast. Shout out, Vince.
All right.
What's up, brother? Great podcast as a guest. And Vince did a show of mine a while back, and I had some fun. And then I talked to Jeremy, and I was like, hey, man, this is a really great thing you got going on. And then Jeremy was like, you know, most of the guests who have got shows here have been guests on other shows. And so pretty much ended up doing the kids show. So about, I don't know, 3 episodes ago, and it took a different turn.
That's great.
Now tonight's episode is just very...
cinema verite.
Yeah, it's very honest and awkward and long pauses. I like it. I like this because I've never seen you like this.
Am I performing? Here's something my lover or whomever or whomever.
Oh, come on, man.
No, it's I feel
probably
like,
listening. You got to say she's my lover, not
she's
my lover.
She's my lover.
There you go.
She's my lover.
Awesome.
I don't just don't. Yeah, whatever. Something that she's let me in on recently, and is the fact that I don't know. I feel like I'm a. Who's the Lenny? Is he the big guy who squished the mouse? Lenny of Mice and Men. Lenny, the big guy.
I have no idea
Carl.
What you're talking about.
Of Mice and Men.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay,
I don't remember.
There was a big guy. I think he's Lenny.
Okay, go on.
He's so big that he doesn't know his own strength. But I'm not saying that's me. I'm just saying I don't know what it is that I do. I don't know when I'm putting a character on, and I don't know when I'm being totally myself. It all feels like me to me. It all feels like me.
Yeah.
And what you're saying is that I'm putting something on, or not, you know,
so you're
just acting a certain way.
No, so your girlfriend pretty much is like your shrink.
She's
your
my
therapy.
She tells me
do you
what
practice meditation.
I don't meditate.
Do you do anything else that involves like a spiritual side to calm you down?
Or to
make you see the world in a different.
I see the world
way.
in a different way all the time. This is ridiculous. Well, what? Yeah,
that?
I think I see things for what they are. I think. I'm probably messed up for thinking that, and I'm sure
you find out that a lot time. Of artists and directors, you know, they always have like another outlet, whether it's like some are in AA that helps them out, some
Dude, I don't,
meditate, you know, so it's always, there's
AA
always
AA
something
even,
yoga.
Even I might not have a problem.
There's always some other outlet today in today's world.
Yeah, that, man, like, that's
you want to tap into. And
I probably should. I probably should. I don't.
No, really I'm not. That. I'm not telling you. You should. I like the Ben Berman that's on the Adamo podcast.
Hey, we have a caller from 215.
So hey, what's going on?
Let's
Hi,
check it out.
May I speak with Ben Berman, please?
Yes, this is him. Tell me this is...
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hey, Ben.
Yes?
Ben, it's Josh Cohen's mom.
Of course it is. That's incredible.
Hi.
Hello. Of
How
course it is.
I'm so glad I got through.
Well, there's no one else calling. Thank you so much for calling. That's awesome. How are you? It must be kind of late in Philadelphia.
Yes, I'm good in Philly.
That's great. I heard Josh is sick and he's not, well, I don't.
I have to tell you, I am so upset.
You're heartbroken.
I was laying in bed crying.
I believe it. Josh canceled a business call that we had today because he was sick. And, and then he texted me later saying that he wasn't coming home, and I immediately thought of you. I did. I immediately
then
thought
I
of
you. I was like, you don't know. I was out, and I got in, and then Pete told me that he's like, call Josh. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Call Josh.
Let's talk about your son
for
a while.
Josh never calls.
Let's talk about Josh for a while. Let's take over the airwaves for a little bit. Now, Josh is
Well, tell us who Josh is.
You mean the air? Oh, Josh's airwaves?
No, well, I'm saying we're going to... You know that you're on a little radio show right now, right? You called...
I do.
Yeah, so you're on the air. But just for the audience, I'm going to explain. Josh Cohen is a very... one of my best, if not the best friend that I have. He's a great guy.
Thank you, Ben.
Well, thank you. Thanks for making that weird Jewish boy. he's a good friend. He works with some absolutely people and the company. But yeah, let's talk about your son for a while. Now, why
yeah,
is it
let's
that
talk
that
about Josh.
When he I think he's a hypochondriac. Hypochondriac.
No, he's not.
Well, he's always sick. He's always
is he really?
Well, he just
like,
always complains.
Give me an example.
Well, like today, he didn't fly home to Philadelphia. Because
Benny's really.
I'll go check him out after. I'll leave here and I'll drive to his house and check him out.
Will you, Ben? You promise me? Because like, man, I live in Philly. I was, you know, Ben, you're gonna laugh. I was actually thinking of calling the airlines and taking a flight up there.
Well, that would be great. There. That would be great. I'll tell you what.
Would it not while he's sick?
Yeah, it is. If you fly to L.A., I know a great Passover Seder that I would love to have you guys at.
Oh,
thank you. I don't want to be rude to my host here and take his airtime. But it's been very nice speaking to you, and we only have 7 minutes left. But let's talk after the show.
7 minutes.
Yeah.
You want to talk after the show?
Yeah, let's talk. I'm not sure when I'm going to be. Available after the show, but let's be in touch.
Do me a favor, go over and visit Josh, keep him a little company.
Of course, hey,
you know, stay with him, give him some orange juice.
Did you know that Josh and I wrote a short film that
I meant to ask you, how do you feel about doing that with him?
I feel fantastic so far. Let's just get him well and working on it, because I'll go Clark Baker in a second. I'll go have Clark Baker produce it in a second if he doesn't wake up.
You know what? I'm sorry, Ben.
Nothing. No, I feel great about him producing it and helping out. It's great. It was a great writing experience. But I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to go back to Adamo.
Go. I know. I understand.
Thank you.
I know. I totally understand.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
But just go over, Ben.
Yes, I will go over.
Go over. Okay. Great.
I will.
Now I'll feel better.
Of course.
But I would love to talk to you anytime.
Let's talk. Let's talk sometime. We'll chat on Facebook and then we'll get on the phone.
Okay, great.
So what's your name?
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. I'm Adam.
Debbie Cohen.
Nice to meet you, Debbie Cohen. I'm Adam O.
Adam O?
Yeah.
Hi, Adam. How are you? Do you know Josh Cohen?
I've heard of him. He's a big name around town.
Seriously, do you know him?
I've met him. Yes, very very polite gentleman.
Okay. Okay.
So I really appreciate
super guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you done any work with him?
No. Not at this level.
Okay. Okay.
I'm. Yeah.
Are you a radio host? I mean, is that what you're...
A professional radio host.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Have you gotten a lot of calls tonight?
Only one prank one and one sincere one. That's you.
Exactly.
So we appreciate it. Well, Debbie, we should probably move on.
Yeah.
We should probably...
I know. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry at all. Don't be sorry at all. We'll talk soon.
Great talking to you.
Great talking to you. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
All right.
You guys be well, okay?
You too. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. That was actually very fascinating.
That's just a good Jewish mom calling in. That's great. That's fantastic. My mom died when I was 11, if you guys want to get into that.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Mm.
It's okay.
Do you want to play the rest of your video? It's, you know, all...
what a transition. My mom died when I was 11 years old. Do you want to play the rest of your video? Yeah, I do. I should have talked about my mom dying in the video. Next video, it's all about death. Well, what, how, no, let, well, let's,
yeah,
let's
forget
not,
about
let's
not play the video right now. Let's get direct the viewers to the video at the end
yeah,
of
yeah,
the
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just okay, so yeah, you have a heart.
Of course. Come on, guys. Of course.
Hey, man.
You do too. We all do.
That is correct.
I cry. Sometimes I cry a lot. Sometimes I used to go to the farmer's market. Yeah.
So tell us, let's wrap this show up with some inside stories. Let's hear some real inside stories about the Tim and Eric show.
What the fuck? I don't know any inside stories. And if they're inside, they're inside for a reason, probably. Wow. No, it was a great experience. I wish, hopefully the show comes back someday. But that's, we're over that, right? They're over that. I wish I had something to tell you. I don't know if I do. I don't know if I do.
Mm.
Ask me about a specific bit. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know what to say. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It's a good family there. Tim and Eric and Absolutely Productions. It's great.
Okay.
So I should just riff for a while?
Are you competitive?
I'm very competitive. And I'm not winning, so that sucks.
What do you want to win?
The director award? A man.
So are you in the
award?
Are you in the union?
I am. Well, hey, I don't
WGA?
That's the Writers Guild. No union representatives listen to this show, right? I bet they do. This is how they get you.
I get a little paranoid as well.
I know the fucking union guys are listening in on the fucking internet. I love unions. I'll tell you this, man. I got a show. Well, if I tell my show ideas, they're just going to get snatched up by your viewers. I got a show about unions. Seriously, man. If I whisper.
Is this true? You have a show about unions.
Kind of. All right, we'll keep it general. We'll keep it there. George Wendt. I want George Wendt to be a star, and it's too close to Always Sunny in Philadelphia, so I'm changing it. Kent Alterman, head of Comedy Central, in 6 to 8 months.
Hopefully. So you are a rising star, young Stevie, Steven Spielberg.
I would love to be a Steve.
Sincerely appreciate you being on the Adam O podcast today.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You know, got to get a little bit of insight from you. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, guys.
And where could we find you? Are you on the Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter.
What's the best way to look at your work? IMDb.
Well, you can look at what I worked on. My work, Vimeo. You just
but there'll be links
look
on there. Okay, sure.
Yeah. Look at Benjamin Berman.
So that's Vimeo. Benjamin Berman, Ben Berman. And thank you for being on the Adam O podcast, Ben.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Jeremy and Adam O, I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
I'd love to do it again. Josh Cohen, the best.
Adam O, let it rain, let it snow, here we go, start the show, breakfast lot, take a bite, make it right, spaghetti, oh, no, wait till lunch, crunch my cereal bunch, Adam O, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, breakfast show.
Adam O.